Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long. We're so glad that you are here on this Tuesday evening, depending where you're at in this beautiful country of ours. And now we go on to the world with our guest live from Australia, where it's actually Wednesday morning. So get a step ahead on the week. And we're all located, we're live, and we want to take your phone calls here. Well, Rachel will be taking your calls for free psychic readings, you need healings, whatever you need in your life. Rachel does so many great spiritual facets in her life, as Rachel has spent over 20 years in the spiritual and wellness industry as an international psychic, clairvoyant, healer, body intuitive, holistic coach, business mentor, massage therapist, holistic counselor, trainer, inspirational speaker, And also, Rachel was my co-host on LA Talk Radio a little while ago. I don't know. It's about a year ago or so, a year and a half maybe. And really had some great shows. And I so enjoyed my time with Rachel on LA Talk Radio. We really had a lot of fun and interviewed a lot of great guests. So I really very grateful to Rachel for helping advance LA Talk Radio. And I'm very happy now that Rachel is here on Journey into the Light on a weekly basis, and we're able to work together and take your phone calls for an hour each Tuesday at this time. So write it down, tell your friends. We are live. I know so many of people that listen to this show are listening to the archive. So I always got to speak to the archive people. A lot of radio hosts forget to do that. But if you're listening to the archives and you say, hey, I would like to be there for a live show, I'd like to call in. When is the show? Okay, it's Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, write it down on your calendar. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Figure it out with your time, 5 Central, 3 o'clock Pacific. If you're in Hawaii, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're there with my new co-host on LA Talk Radio, Jennifer Taylor, which we just finished up the LA show, that's what the time it is there. So there you go, and you can contact Rachel at her website, which is listed on the show page, rachelthompsonphillips.com. I love that. I love when guests, you know, make their website their name. Sometimes people try to get too creative and it's too long, and people's attention spans are short these days. So you have to, too much demand on people these days. And so quick, fast is how people like it, because time is short. And I know I'm the same way. Facebook link is, probably because I'm a radio host and I got to talk fast. Never talked this fast in my life, but Facebook link is here as well. So there you go. So much to say and such little time to say it. That's why we talk fast on the radio. There you go. Okay. Okay, as you guys are calling in, and make sure once you call in, you press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Rachel. Otherwise, you're just listening, which is great. Love to have you. And my last message to everybody out there will be going now for the next at least 4 hours straight. So stay with us here on Journey into the Light. Marilyn Pasek, or Angel Lady, coming up next hour, and then Sonic Nova. After that, Bonnie's getting ready to call in, I know, on that show. And then medium Michelle Fletcher, who was just on the LA show, will be on her regular time on Journey at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So that's going to be a lot of great radio coming your way. Okay, let's go down under and go to Australia, and let's bring in Rachel Thompson Phillips to the show. Welcome back, Rachel.
Hey, Michael. How are you, love?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, it's kind of early start to the week, but yeah, I've been going good. Going good. You're halfway through it already. You're on hump day.
Yeah, and plus two, we're into the start of the new moon cycle. So the new moon has come today. So you guys will have that tomorrow.
Always love the new moon. Always, it's always so great and beautiful and bright and shiny. And so,
yeah, and it's
that's
such
great.
A great way to set like new intentions and new goals and have beautiful little ceremonies and rituals on a new moon. So, I think it sometimes brings out the witchy poo in each person if they're drawn to that kind of ritual sort of things.
Right. Yeah, that's also true. Very true. So Rachel, what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought I would talk a little bit more about the new moon and some of the things that people can do, seeing you will have the new moon tomorrow. We've already started it. Just to give people a little bit of insight on some of the things that they can do to help set new intentions, goals, dreams, or maybe things that they would like to manifest for between now and the next month. I think the person individually is affected by the moon in some way, shape or form, and it, depending on where the moon is in its cycle, there are all of the different things that we can do to harness the moon and the energy that it brings forth to be able to help us along our journey. So I think it's a really exciting time for us all, especially now that we're in the year of a new one cycle. So it's all about new beginnings, and it really is the year where dreams have the capability of definitely coming true. Whereas for quite a while now, I think for a lot of people, they've all sort of lost hope when it came to dreams because they just never thought that they'd come to fruition. So this really is the year where we have the capability to make our dreams come true if we apply action and, you know, just tap into that self-belief within ourselves. And that's where the new moon can come in really handy, is to get a lot of clarity around what it is that you would like to draw or invoke or invite into your world at this point. And because I think sometimes when we think about dreams, we can be a little bit wishy-washy, and so therefore we wonder why not being able to have the ability to manifest exactly what it is that we want. So having clarity on your dreams is the most important thing. And then with the new moon, as I said, like you can do, when I was saying we can have the witchy poo in us, we can do burning ceremonies. So once we've got really clear what it is that we want to do and write them down or list them down, the things that you would like to manifest, then what you can do is always go outside. It doesn't matter how many times I say this, I will often get an inbox message from someone saying, I have just burnt my carpet because I forgot to go outside and do the burning ceremony outside, which still cracks me up. So it's always wise to go outside, and the list that you've written of the things that you would like to draw forth, you can simply just read through them and allow and activate all of your senses. So, you know, see those lists, see all the goals and things that you would like to manifest in your world. So see them in your visual eye, hear yourself, read them out to yourself, have a feeling and just know within yourself that you're capable of doing what you have written on that list. And then when you feel ready, then you can just light it and burn it. And that burns off the energy and the negative undertone sometimes that we can have, and that fear when it comes around manifesting our dreams. Or we can journal our thoughts, feelings and emotions around the goals that we would like to achieve, can do oracle card spreads or tarot card spreads, getting insight on what are some of the steps that you can do to make sure that you get those goals. There's lots of beautiful ways to be able to really harness this energy that's around at the moment and create this beautiful symbolic ritual for yourself. So I always say it's always important to just check in with yourself as to what feels right for you when coming to do these rituals, because what works for one person doesn't always necessarily work for another. So that always checking in with your own internal guidance as to what feels right for you is always going to be the most important, and listening to that intuitive guidance that comes back for you. So do you ever write any lists of goals that you want to achieve, Michael?
Well, you know, I always do, you know, definitely at the end of the year, I will sit and do a lot of meditation on new goals. And really, that's one of the goals I came up with as far as the homeless project in December. I just knew I always want to expand what we're doing, what I'm doing. I don't like to stay stagnant. It's not me. So I try my best to, you know, and I think the, you know, new moon or the, as far as the first of the year, it's a great time, you know, to really try and with all your might achieve. And I'm happy the success we've had so far with the homeless project. It's not easy, but it's been definitely well worth it. And why would I say not easy? What I mean by that is, as far as donations, not easy. Like pulling teeth sometimes, but but when I get out there to help the folks on the streets, I know it's worth it. I love doing that, but to get the funds to help those individuals. I think, you know, a new moon or certain times of the year, it's a great time to, because sometimes otherwise we can just drift, you know, we can just look, you know, and we just drift. We don't, I think it's great to set goals, to really, you know, manifest, you know, and think of, things that we want to do so that we can make those changes, in our lives and other people's lives. And then when we, make changes in other people's lives, we also get transformed. I know every day I come on this show, I might feel kind of bad and gloomy or whatever. All I got to do is come on this show and start talking to the folks, and I feel so much better. So, yeah.
So true. Like, as you mentioned about having, you've definitely got to have goals. And I think for, you know, there's still a bit of a small percentage of people, because there is so much knowledge these days around manifestation and goals and stuff like that, that they forget to remember that the most important key element to manifesting, and that is making sure that you take actionable steps. And that's where having like lists or somewhere that helps keep you accountable, but also works on a beautiful reward system, because as you, you know, achieve something, you can cross it off, and that's an acknowledgement that you are making steps towards being able to achieve your goals. I mean, it's not like the dream fairy comes and knocks on the door and says, what is your dream, and I shall give you what you want. We as humans, we've still got to be able to apply all the actions to be able to make sure that we can achieve what we want, and even just get clarity, like even for yourself, like with the, you know, trying to find funds for this amazing cause that you have, like even just in that simple thing, it could be just, you know, you could look at business people and setting that intention that you want to be able to draw to you people that are in the maybe the business sector that would like to donate their money so that they can use that as a taxable income, a taxable return for them, so it doesn't actually cost their business anything. It actually works to their advantage. And just putting that intention out there and looking at what kind of businesses would be interested in being able to help you in with such a great cause. And especially because you're on radio, then you could always do a, you know, a quick shout out to, you know, people or businesses that help you. So there's this array of things. But if we don't have that clarity, we can spend a lot of time like getting lost in the noise of what happens, whereas when we have more clarity, we know where to focus our attention and focus our energy to be able to harness and better our goals and dreams and aligning ourselves with those kind of things. And then also being able to see, you know, all the different varieties of opportunities and possibilities that present themselves along the way, which I think is where things always get exciting, because when you start writing your lists and goals and stuff like that, it's amazing that the moment that you start to set these intentions, that things just happen to appear right before you. And you, they may have done that beforehand, but you may not have seen them because you didn't have that clarity to see how it all connects and ties back in. So I think as much as we are an incredibly spiritual being, as humans, we still have roles that we need to do to combine both our spiritual aspect of ourselves and our human free will to make these choices, to be able to live our purpose and do things that make us feel amazing about helping others and also being able to help ourselves. So have you ever done a burning ceremony yourself before, Michael?
A burning ceremony, you said?
Yeah.
No, it's I sure haven't.
They're actually a lot of fun. Like usually once every 3 months, I'll get together a group of friends that enjoy to do that kind of thing, either on a full moon or more so on a new moon. And we just sort of, about a week beforehand, I'll just say to them, oh, this is the moon cycle that we're going to use, either full moon, which is, has a different intention, that's about release, surrender, and let go, and new moon's about goals and achievements and manifesting and intention. And so actually, I have like this little outdoor fire pit and get a few girlfriends around. We all sit around. Sometimes we might have a glass of wine. If not, we have coffee and just sit around and talk about, you know, maybe some of the things that have been going on for us in our world. And then we will then just sort of sit for a couple of minutes and just be quiet and think about what we've written on our list. And then one by one, when we're ready, we just throw the list into the fire and just actually watch it burn down into like ash. And that in itself is very, very cool and very symbolic. A lot of the girls have said they feel like they can feel a big shift occur when they do something that's very ceremonial or ritualistic around those kind of different kind of moon cycles. And it just becomes, you know, just something that's a little bit bringing you within rather than always being, you know, always out and loud and noisy and talkative. This is the time where you get to sort of go within and just sort of check in with yourself to make sure that you're in alignment with what your truth is for you, you know, make any adjustments or tweaks that you need to. If it's full moon, you know, what is it that you'd like to surrender or release or let go? So it can become a really fun moment to be able to get a group of people that are sort of similar, like-minded, and enjoy to do a little burning ceremony like that.
Yeah, yeah, I can see where that's really great. You know, when you have the outdoors and it's you know, nature, and I mean that just helps anybody by itself. It feels so much better. It's I know a lot of times I'm stuck in the course in the studio during the week, but whenever I get released on the weekend, I almost never come home anymore. My wife's like, "Man, you ain't home until nighttime anymore." And I'm like, "Well, I come out with the homeless. I'm then running some errands. I just love being outside." And so yeah. But we're here with Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia, as Rachel's here every Tuesday. And Rachel, what's the best ways folks can get a hold of you?
They can find me on my website, which is www.rachelthompsonphillips.com. They can find that on the show just to make sure they get the right spelling. And also on Facebook too. I think everyone on Facebook these days. So yeah, again, it's just under Rachel Thompson Phillips. And yeah, feel free to drop, send a friend request or send me a message. More than happy to always meet new beautiful people.
Okay, very great. We do have the links on the show page as well. I didn't cut you off there, did I? Rachel, did you want to add anything more?
No, there's too many ways in which people, because on my website, people will find my email address there if they want to email me a message to, you know, ask or engage in more. And they'll also find out about, you know, the products that I sell and the services that I do now, my online courses. So they'll be able to find out a lot about myself on my website.
All right. Well, great. I know you were the first one, you know, you're my co-host on LA Talk Radio, and you really energized the show, because my first co-host on the show, not mentioning names, but that was, I needed to brighten it up. So I thank you all the time for really kickstarting that show, really. So anyway.
That's my pleasure. I think it's because, you know, the average woman, they can talk underwater. So of course, the natural medium is going to be radio. That invites you to want to chat.
Well, you know, and to be on radio, you know, you need to be like a good talker, you know, and you are. And I know my first co-host wanted to do a script, you know, to do this show. And I'm like, you know, this is radio. We don't do scripts. And she's like, "Well, on Johnny Carson, my husband used to do something on Johnny Carson. Like, that's TV. This is free flowing, you know." So
I think that's what makes it so exciting, is that you can have a guideline to a degree, like a topic, and then all of a sudden you just never know where it's going to end up. But it always seems to be the right conversation for exactly that audience for that day.
Right. That's what I love about it. And, you know, people could do scripts, but I just don't think it, at least for me, it doesn't flow well. And yeah, I think it's what people love about radio and people sharing and sharing about themselves. People love that too. Anyway, we got a lot of callers here. So why don't we mix in some callers, Rachel, and some talk, and how does that sound?
Cool. That sounds awesome. Let's rock and roll.
Good. Okay, great. Okay, so again, the number to call in, folks, to the radio show is 347-884-8245. We're doing free readings on the radio show only, okay? Got to make that point here more often, I guess, because some listeners are calling the guests and asking for free readings. It's just only on the radio show, and I didn't know I needed to stress that, but I'm getting reports that especially one guest has been inundated by people wanting free readings from their home, from their business. And it's like, it don't work that way. It's the radio show, folks. So we'll leave that there. Okay, let's go to our first caller here. We'll go to New Orleans and get our first caller on. I believe it's Mary Lou. Is that right?
Yes. I don't have a whole lot of time. I have to go pick up my kids, but I real quickly wanted to ask if you see anything with business.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you, love?
I'm good.
That's good. Around business, the thing I feel like that is the most important thing that needs to occur within your business is a little bit more structure and clarity and focus. So I think you have this idea of where you want to go, but I think it needs to have a lot more specific points and have a lot more systems and processes put it in so that it runs more efficiently and effectively, so it has more of flow and easy transition for whatever it is that you're doing. So I think that that's the most important thing. And when you have that ability to focus, I think sometimes you've got so many ideas and so many directions you want to go in. It's like that saying, you've got to have one focus or else you've got to chase one rabbit or else you end up chasing none. So that's the main thing that comes to point when I think of your business, love.
Okay, but do I get it in line or... Do you see it?
Well, again, it becomes dependent on yourself. If you follow that guidance of having clarity, getting focus, and only chasing one rabbit, it will definitely fall into alignment. But if you keep doing what you're doing, then the outcome is still going to be the same. So it's a matter about whether you want to make those changes. And I feel like you do. I think it's just going to take you a little bit of time to rein everything in and get a hold of it, but it's sort of like a wild horse at the moment, and now it just needs training and bringing everything back in so that you can get it to work as efficiently and effectively without consuming so much energy, because I feel like you're putting so much effort in and the return is not exactly where you want it to be. So you think, I'll keep doing more hours and working more, and it's not about that. It's a matter of the time that you spend on it, making sure that it's the energy that you're spending on it is distributed in the area that's going to give you the biggest reward.
Yeah. More hours did not help.
No, it actually just depletes you and it makes you even more scattered. So that's why I'm saying focus and clarity has got to be the number one thing. And especially like how we were just talking before about the new moon. So get an idea of exactly the direction that you want to go in, your ideal client, the ideal dollar value. Get really, really specific on those kind of things and then only focus on drawing that to you, because if you keep your business too broad, yes, you can serve everyone, but you don't serve everyone well, whereas you might as well serve those people that your service or product is better for and only search those out, and you're going to get really awesome results if you can narrow it down to those specifics, and therefore those people. What will be great about it is that those people that come on board, your clients, they're going to rave about you to the exact same avatar, and your business will run incredibly beautiful from word of mouth. But first, you've got to generate those ideal clients and just seek them out, not everyone.
Okay.
So
all
I hope
right.
That helps, love.
It does. Thank you very much.
My
bye.
Pleasure. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you for your call there. We appreciate it. And let's go to our next call, area code 631. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hello. How
Hello?
Are you?
Oh, good. How are you? I wasn't sure it was me. I'm from New York. Well, I'm from New York, but I'm in New Jersey at the moment.
No problem. And your name is, sorry, love?
My name is Anne.
Anne. Hi, Anne. How can I help you, love?
Well, I had a question about someone I work with. It's a guy that I work with. His name is Sergio. He's expressed like a physical attraction towards me, but I don't know if there's more to it than that. And also, he's considering leaving where he is and going out of state, and I don't know if that's actually going to happen or just what you vibe about him towards me.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of, a lot of, I'm going to, here in Australia, we call them gunners. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that. And I think at this point, heard that many a times over, you need to see action. You need to see that if you're going to do this, don't talk about it. Apply some actions, do what you're going to say, and then I'll start to believe you, because I feel like there's a little bit of a lack of trust. I feel that that comes that you've had people in your world previously, in your past,
yes,
that have all been all talk, no action, and you've invested so much time, energy, love, hope, and then when it doesn't come to fruition, you end up sitting back feeling really foolish, like, why did I let myself fall for that again? So I think this is the time that if this person really does want to make something more of it, then I think it's going to be really important that you say to him, well, that's really, really great, but this is all just, anyone can talk about something and make it sound great and wonderful, but then actually don't do anything, and you've put so much, it's like if they get what they want at the beginning, then they don't actually do any work afterwards. I feel like there needs to be courting. I think there needs to be work that he needs to do to show exactly what his intention is and what his thoughts and feelings are and how he sees where he would like it to go, rather than it just be all about verbal communication, because I think you need that for yourself. And then
right.
if he doesn't hold to that, then it's up to you as a choice, and do you continue this further or do I not? Because I think at the moment there's half of you that feels over the moon and a little bit excited, and there's another part of you that's really guarded going, yeah, we've been down this road before, don't do it. So I think the fastest way mm-hmm. to eliminate all of that, you know, angel devil communication going on inside your head is to get clear on what you want. And
right.
Then,
yeah, I wouldn't say over the moon, but in, you know, interested in to a point.
Yeah, I think that always makes any woman or any person feel really good about stuff, that if someone's showing interest and they're talking about wanting to do, you know, something more from that. But I feel at the moment you're just too guarded. But I think if I feel like the most important thing you can do is be able to speak to him about what is the most important thing for you, and then make a decision whether it aligns with you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I hope that helps, love.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's my pleasure. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call there very much. We're going to take a short little break there, and but I'm going to stay live with all of you, and if I could have your ear for just a minute, people that are listening to the show. Okay, thank you. Okay, and I'm talking to the listeners today live and archive, okay? So if you're an archive, if you could listen to this, isn't just for live listeners. You know, this past weekend, we had a setback on our homeless mission, and I don't want to go into the details, I think it was a test on us, me, and my partner, Jennifer Taylor, if we were going to let this stop us, or were we going to let us, you know, going to get past this. And I have to say, you know, it was difficult. But knowing the need of the people out there in the streets and people that I run across that need help and assistance, and I look at how can I stop something like that, it would totally invalidate what we do on this show. And that goes for all the listeners, because we come here not as a crystal ball reading show. That's not Journey in the Light. And if you're looking for only that, you're at the wrong show. This is a spiritual show where me as the host, I know I'm the captain of this ship. And I think it's my place to people know what is the meaning of this show and what are we all about on this show. And spirituality, the definition of spirituality is not being psychic or a healer or a spiritual radio host. It's being of love and caring for our brothers and sisters. And I could easily put down my baton and say, it's too hard. No one listens. And then Bonnie, my producer, can verify. Yesterday, that was the feeling I was having. Nobody wanted to listen to the call for action. But I can't stop. I can't quit on the people that need help. If I did that, I would have to close down the show, Journey into the Light. So what I'm saying is, to your listeners, if you're of equal agreement with me, then I think unless you're homeless, everybody listening to me right now can at least donate $5. Maybe people can donate more. But if we are of the true calling of love, a spirituality of helping those in need and of our help, then it's becoming on us to make that difference in other people's lives. And we are so much more enriched by giving that service to others. And I know people will hear me and I see it on my switchboards. People will just hang up. They'll just go. And that's fine. That's your direction. But those that hear me, I know, will be of call of action. And what are we needing? People say, Mike, what do you need? Okay. What we need is couple of things. We need people who will just straight donate to the show. And we're needing people who will partner with Jennifer and myself. And I know I don't know if I can use her name yet, but just this afternoon, a beautiful light worker has going to join us and be in a partner. And if you can be a partner, what a partner means is saying, hey, Mike, I'll donate $100 a month, or some people can do more. But and if you think that goes, you know, really far away, you wouldn't believe how many people out there are in need. It is massive. And I will tell you another thing. If you think other people are helping, you're kidding yourself. People that are in need, people pass them by hour after hour. I can see someone and there is absolutely no one stopping to help. And these are people coming out of very expensive, rich malls. No one is stopping. But we are a community that says we care. We love. Then show the love. I do. I spend a lot of my time that I could be and need to be doing other things. But I know what a service this is and what a need it is. And our true calling and the beautiful, not like we do this for a reward, but you'd be amazed at the feeling that being involved and seeing the bright faces that I post on Facebook, the folks that we have helped, that you have helped, And I just want to play one quick message from one of the homeless people and see and just listen to what this homeless, beautiful soul guy has to go through every day. And remember, he's our brother. He is our brother. I know we might have a brother and family. He is the same thing. The link is on the show page.
My name is Ronald Davis. I've been on the street for about a year and a half now. Well, I come from the suburbs. Life, you know, which is rough. And, I mean, I didn't sleep in the Little Wacker. I didn't sleep on the bridges. I didn't sleep in little cardboard boxes and stuff, you know, just surviving, especially in the wintertime is the hardest time. And, like, I go to a few lot of applications for a job and stuff. They look at me, you know, I'm not looking presentable. And then they, well, we'll call you, leave a number. But how can I leave a number when I don't have a phone? So it's just a struggle out here, you know. I just, you know, from day to day, people, I come out here and panhandle with my cup right here at the Metro train station. People come off, bringing me sandwiches and stuff like this here. And I start out in my morning about 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes I don't even have enough to go to the flop house. You know, sometimes the flop house is a cheap place, and they number $16 for 24 hours right over there on Clark and Van Buren. And a lot of times I don't have enough money for that, so I had to end up sleeping in the park or on one of these benches downtown or something like this. And then the security guards come and run you off about 5 or 6 in the morning. So by 6 o'clock I started panhandling and trying to survive. And like I said before, some days I don't even have enough to get a room, so I just sleep on the street. But I depend on the people that's coming off the train, because most of them I give them respect. You know, most of them like me. They come out and give me clothes and food and stuff like this here so I can survive. Give me a few bucks and everything, and I add it up at the end of the day and get me a little room for the night. And whenever I'm not fortunate enough to get the room, I just sleep in the street wherever I can. It's really humiliating to be shaking a cup 24 hours a day and people just look at you like you're some kind of little bum, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have had people to walk past me and say, "Get a job, bum." And I said, "Wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being." And it's hard. But after the end of the day, when people go home and everybody get on the message train, and then I just feel so bad that I can't be going on, you know. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's really emotional because I'm really trying to get myself together and get off this tree, you know. And I don't care what it's doing. If I can get a job and through this humility, you know, I mean, you just lose all your humility when you're shaking a cup begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at a person and tell if they getting you respect tonight, you know what I mean? A lot of people look at you like you're just a piece of crumb, you know? I had one guy walk past me and talked about me so bad, and then I just looked at him. I said, "God bless you, sir." He walked past and went down the street, come right back. And he said, "You know what, man, I had a bad day." He said, "I'm sorry for even calling you that." He said, "Because I know you're a human being." He said, "Would you accept my apology?" I said, "Apology accepted." He went in his pocket and gave me $30 and said, "Go get you a room and get you something to eat." You know what I mean? I mean, you know, no matter what people think about me, I know I'm a human first. And just because I'm down on my luck, don't give nobody no excuse to call me no bum. Because I'm not.
That brings tears to you, then that means you're human and you do have love. And all we're saying is make a difference. And folks, like the clip you just heard from one of the homeless people, he's one of many, I promise you. So last thing I'll say is the link is on the show page right now, the GoFundMe link to make a donation. Any amount helps. And if you would like to be a partner with us, Jennifer Taylor, myself, please contact me on Facebook and reach out, and we'd love to have you part. I would be happy to run, even if you have a business. I'll be happy to run some free ads for you or what have you. I'd be grateful to, anything folks can do to help make a difference in someone else's life. We call it love in action. Love in action. Okay, back to the show. I do apologize for the time. Rachel, you are back live. We can get the little doohickey to connect here, but we'll be joining back with Rachel here. Are you there, Rachel? Okay. Well, just a second here while the switchboard connects. And we're going to go straight to calls here, back to calls, I should say. And, okay. And let's do here. Okay. Rachel, are you there?
Yep. Hey, how you doing,
okay.
Michael?
Okay. Welcome back. And let's go to our next call here with Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia, area code 631. Welcome.
Yeah. I mean, because, there are reasons why they left.
Can we get your first name? Are you there? Well, let's go to area code 409. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Charles, calling from Texas. Hello, Michael. Hello, Rachel. How are y'all today?
Oh, well, thank you, Charles. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can I help you, love?
Well, we are attempting to adopt, and I was wondering what you saw on the home front there.
As soon as you said the word adopt, the first thing that came to mind was I don't see it happening in the very near future, so the next 3 months. But I do see that within the next 6 to 9 months, there will be the opportunity for a child to become available. That sounds very odd saying that, but I feel like the opportunity for you guys to adopt will be closer towards 6 to 9 months. So the thing that keeps coming over in my head that I keep hearing is saying, don't give up hope, don't give up hope. I feel like if there's an aspect of you guys that are so excited by doing this, that if you don't, if something doesn't turn over really quick, you'll become disheartened. The thing that I keep hearing is just don't give up hope. Everything is going to fall into place beautifully. I feel like there's still a few little things for yourself and your wife to, not so much tidy up, but there's, how then you get that perfect saying, everything can write divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a few little things that need to be tied up between yourself and your partner and before this child comes into your world. And when it does, everything's going to fall into place beautifully and there'll be no hiccups. It'll be a really, really smooth transition and it will be the thing that I feel like there's a hole within your guys' heart that when this child comes into your world, that's going to be the filler that just binds all of you together and it will be a beautiful unity and just flow so naturally.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, love. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Let's go next here with Rachel Thompson Phillips. Let's go to New York, and we're going to go ahead and bring Peggy on to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Peggy. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Michael. Hi, Rachel. I just wanted to ask, I've had several losses, especially April and May, very close losses over the past few years, including two of my children. And I do a lot of volunteer work. I'm handicapped myself. And I'm wondering if they have any message for me to continue on my path. It seems like I, like you, Michael, I get a lot of, I keep trying to give, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people want to cooperate and knock me down for what I do. So I want to make sure I'm on the path, the right path.
Okay, so when you say receive a message, do you mean from the people that have passed over?
Yeah, I've lost many, including two of my children.
Yep. no, that's okay. Mediumship is not my specialty, but the
feeling. Oh, I see.
No, that's okay. It is something that I can do. It's just not something that I specialize in, so it's not my absolute
that's
specialty.
Okay.
But
that's
I can.
Okay.
But I can tell you that the information that I'm getting at the moment for you is your mind is so busy with talk. A lot of the time for yourself, you talking to yourself all the time, and it's like you have this great internal dialogue with your own self. But when that happens, it doesn't allow you to be able to hear any messages come through. The thing that I'm getting is that there needs to be a little bit more time where you just take a little bit of time, and it's a very selfless act because it can be very, very easy to be on the path of service and fail to make sure that you take care of your own self as well. So the message
right.
that I'm getting is to go within and just learn to, I'm not going to say quiet in your mind, because I think if your mind was so quiet, you'd think there was something seriously wrong with you, because you do like the activity going on. But I feel like it just needs to become calm, and that your loved ones do come through, but they come through in a feeling and messages and information that just pops up out of nowhere in your head, sort of like a clear cognizance feeling, which is clear knowing. So I feel like you know that they're there, and you know that they're communicating with you.
Oh yeah,
I happen to
be intuitive myself. So
yeah,
but I
don't
read
like
myself,
you just don't
and I'm
trust it. Yeah, that's
right.
What I was
and I'm
say. You don't
always
trust
trying to
yourself.
Help everybody else. But now it's come time where I feel like the more, and I was listening to what Michael was saying with the homeless, and he has my heart with that. I wish I could financially help right now, but I'm trying to get my life back together after everything that's happened in my life. And but I give a lot of my time. I'm disabled myself, elderly, but I give a lot of my time to help others, especially that have lost children like myself, because I didn't read it in a book. I've lived it, and I tried to help them through their grieving process. You know, to let them know through my intuitive gift that they're around. I do it all for free. But when it comes time to me, I don't know what to do for me anymore. I just wanted to know if I'm on the right path. Do I continue my path, or what do I do?
No, I think you're definitely on the right path. The only thing is that it's so out of balance that it feels like it's not the right path. You'll be very like seesaw. Like one minute you feel like you're on the right path, and the next minute you feel like you're not. And that's because, you know, as I said, it's very, very easy, especially in the work that we do, where we serve others, that we put other people's needs as more of a priority, because we feel that if we were to do something for ourselves, that's been too selfish, or I need to keep giving. But that comes from a place
100%.
Of lack. And you've got to come back to that saying. And I heard the saying myself before, because I always used to live by the theory of we give when our cup is full. And then I thought, you know what, sometimes for myself, it no longer gets full and it gets depleted. And I thought, that just does not seem right, because there was no equilibrium and no balance. And then I had read an article, and it says, you give to yourself so your cup is full for you, so that you can continue to give from your overflow. You give from the overflow, so therefore your cup is not depleted. Whereas you are not even letting your cup get full, and you're depleting it, giving it to others. Now, all that does is it just burns you out, and it takes you to an unhealthy place where you're not nurturing and caring and not taking care of you. And that's our own personal responsibility. And if you can give more time for yourself, and sometimes it's going to be that quietness, just to sit, not have any distractions, no noise, no phones, no nothing, and just sit and just try and find that quietness, which I think is going to take you at least 2 or 3 weeks if you were to just spend 10 or 15 minutes every day before you can actually sit there and actually say, yes, you had an actual peaceful 15 minutes.
Right.
I think you'd be sitting there going, okay, well, it's about 5 minutes. I still don't have inner peace. 10 minutes of inner peace, 15 minutes. Well, what a waste of 15. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I do. I'm always, my mind's racing all the time. And I've been trying to take some time for myself, but it sounds like Michael's a lot like me. I'm happiest when I help others, because I feel better when I'm helping somebody else.
That's right. But if you can't find 15 minutes to care for yourself, that means that you're not going to have as much energy to keep doing what you love and be passionate about love.
Right. Well, I keep feeling like I've been kicked a lot by people and put down for things that I've done, and it's all from my heart, and I just don't understand. Is it the universe, just anger,
you know, it's not
jealousy?
Relevant. Yeah. I'm going to really interject with you, love, because it makes no relevance what other people think. The only important thing that is what you feel is right for you.
Right.
People are always going to have an opinion.
Right.
You give them that permission to take it on board. We get distracted by all the naysayers. They'll all be there. Don't worry about it. They'll pop up their ugly heads whenever you give them permission.
Yep.
But you can say to yourself, that's okay, that's your choice and that's your opinion to see it this way. And you do not have to negate, and nor do you need to justify why you're doing it. If it feels like right in your heart, then that is all that matters, because you were put on this earth for your journey, and that journey is only to be understood by you, not others.
I totally agree.
Looking.
And that's the way I do feel. But
yeah,
I just needed to hear that maybe from somebody else.
Yeah, I think you just need to really stop looking externally, love, for what it is you're searching for. I think you really need to go within. And the card that I even pulled out was Solitude, which is all about going within. It's all about the new moon energy at this point as well, which is going within, finding your own truth and following that. And it's not going to appeal to every person. But that really makes no relevance. We are here for our own personal journey, and only we know what that truth is.
Well, that's what I've always said, like, if I can just help one person in life, that's one more person that's helped, you know? You know, I'm not trying to save the world. I'm trying to save them one at a time, you know? And
but
because
I
understand.
You got to save yourself first so that you can have the energy to continue to save others, because that will be a very vital thing that you can teach someone, which is self-care.
Right, right.
But first you got to learn it, love.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do lately, but I'm, like I said, I'm only happy when I help others. I just can't change who God made me to be, I guess, but I understand what you're saying.
But there are ways in which that you can bring in better balance. So it's a matter of just making sure that you prioritize. So even if you set, like, you know, everyone gets ourselves into a being busy, 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 and that all that does is negate away from actually taking care of what's really important, which is self-care. And that's going to continue to allow you to serve and help your health more so. Keep your mind quiet, and therefore you'll feel more in alignment and will not be as distracted by other people's thoughts and opinions, love. So even if you set your phone to an alarm at the same time every single day, go and take that 15 minutes out. What you do with that 15 minutes is yours, whether you want to just sit outside with a nice cup of tea and stare at the sunlight, or go and stare at the moonlight, or read a book for 15 minutes. Find 15 minutes that is not negotiable, that's just for you. And it won't take long before you find that alignment and balance, and will be able to continue to keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And you just kind of, I don't know whether you want to call it channeled, my late brother that passed, his favorite expression is busy, 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 busy. So I feel like he just came through. So thank you.
Yeah, well, as I said, I do get messages, but it's not something that I specifically say that I do, because it's not something that comes through every single time. So I knew that the message that was coming through for you would be very specific, that you would know who it was for.
Thank you very much.
Glad the message came for you. Thank you, love.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks for your kind comments. I really appreciate that, and saying something. That means a lot to me. I'm not talking in the wind or against a wall.
Nope.
Sometimes I think. All right. Thanks, Peggy. Take care. Okay. So, Rachel, folks can find you where again? You want to get that out there to the folks?
No problem. They can find me on my website, which is www.rachelthompsonphillips.com, and they can go onto the show and find the correct spelling, as well as I can be found on Facebook under Rachel Thompson Phillips as well. And on my website, you'll go in and you'll see all the services, like the online courses that I run, the Oracle cards. There's also some free things on there for people to go in and check out, as well as I do readings. And also my email is there for anyone that would want to get in contact with me. So,
alrighty, very good. Really have enjoyed it all the time you come on, Rachel. It's always a lot of fun, and we'll see you back next week then. Have a great week.
Same with you. Take care, everyone, and have a wonderful week as well.
Okay, bye-bye, Rachel. Alrighty. And that's Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia. Okay, so everybody redial if we didn't get you in. Coming up next, Marilyn Pasek, our angel lady. She'll be taking your calls. And if you didn't get in, we'll definitely bring you to the front of the line, okay? So everybody redial as we continue here on Journey in the Light.